This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for June the 30th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Gospel of Matthew chapter 18, 35. It says there, "That is what my heavenly Father will do to you if you refuse to forgive your brothers and sisters from your heart." End of quote. Forgiving others for their trespasses is always divine. It's not human. The source of forgiveness is grace and compassion you received from God. God wants us to extend the same grace we freely received to other people. Jesus said a parable, and you can read it in Matthew chapter 18. There was a king who decided to settle his account with his debtors who borrowed money from him. One debtor owed him millions of dollars, and he could not pay. The master ordered him to sell all he has, including his wife, children, to pay back his debt. However, the man fell before the master and begged by saying, "Please be kind and patient toward me, and I will pay it all." The master was filled with compassion and mercy for him, released him, and forgave his debt. Now listen carefully to what this man did after he left from his master's house. Jesus said he went out from his master, who forgave his huge debt. On the way, he saw the fellow servant who owed him just a few $1,000s. He grabbed him by the throat and demanded payment instantly. His friend fell before him and begged for a while. He said, "I would pay. Be patient with me," he asked. However, the creditor would not wait or had patience. He arrested the man and threw him in prison until he paid back all the debt in full. Other friends heard about this incident. They went to the king and said all that happened. The king called the man and said to him, "You are evil because I forgave your huge and tremendous debt because you begged with me, didn't I? Shouldn't you have mercy on your friend because I had shown mercy on you?" King became angry and sent the man to prison to be tortured until he had paid his entire debt. Beloved, you see, because he received patience, compassion, mercy, forgiveness from the master, he should have shown patience, compassion, mercy, and forgiveness to his debtor. However, instead of showing patience and mercy, the man was cruel to his friend. There are at least two simple and straightforward lessons from this parable. Our patience, mercy, compassion, and forgiveness must be based on how much we received from God. You see, the Bible says in Colossians chapter 2, verses 13 to 15, "Beloved, when you were dead in your sins and your sinful desires, God gave you a share in the very life of Christ by forgiving all your sins. God blotted out all the charges that were listed against you and all the list of his commandments which you had not obeyed. God took your sins and destroyed it forever by nailing it to the cross of Jesus Christ. God took away Satan's power to accuse you of your sins. In Jesus and what he has done for you, by the cruel death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, God forgave all of your sins and took it away forever." You see, this is what you received from God, by thankfully remembering what great things God had done for you in Jesus Christ. We must forgive others for their trespasses against us. This is why I said forgiveness is always divine. Its source is not human. Secondly, if you do not forgive from your heart, you would experience torture. You see, not anybody else, but you would pay for the unforgiveness. The price you would pay would be higher. It cost higher. Keeping grudge and unforgiving attitudes make you miserable. In short, you see, you do not have any right to keep unforgiveness in your heart toward another. Your fellowship and friendship with a loving God and your peace are based on your divine ability to forgive others. Your ability to forgive is directly proportional to your understanding and appreciation of what God has done for you. Ephesians 4:32 reminds us, "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you." End of quote. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, help me to forgive others as you forgave me. I know Christ paid for all of my charges that were against me on that cross. Lord, you gave me abundant grace, mercy, and love. May I forgive others with this knowledge and appreciation of your grace and love toward me. In Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.